All praise and thanks are due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most merciful of all those who show mercy. We ask Allah to raise the rank of our most beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger who was sent as a mercy to all mankind, and protect his nation from that which he fears for it. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verse 153 of Surah Al-Baqarah means, strengthen yourselves by patience and prayer, and know that God supports the patient people. Patience is among the obligations of the heart, and it is of three kinds. Firstly, patience in performing what Allah made obligatory. Secondly, patience in avoiding what Allah made unlawful. And finally, patience with the hardships and calamities. Patience in performing the obligations is forcing oneself to perform the obligations like praying on time, fasting the month of Ramadan, attending the circles of knowledge to learn the Islamic obligatory knowledge, and other obligations, even if one feels lazy to do them. The second type of patience is being patient in avoiding what Allah made unlawful. This is restraining oneself from committing the sins. It takes a lot of effort to stop oneself from committing the unlawful, like leaving out the prayer, drinking alcohol, stealing, and other unlawful matters. It is one's nature to lean towards laziness and easy coming pleasures, even if they are unlawful. Patience with the hardships and calamities is being patient, seeking the reward from Allah, seeking the reward from God with what bothers one, such as pain, hardship, poverty, sadness, or other afflictions that befall the person in this life. Because this world is a place of calamities, tests, and the workplace, while the hereafter is the place for judgment. For this type of patience to take place, one needs not to act or talk in a way that reflects one's impatience. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقُولُ إِذَا ابْتَلَيْتُ عَبْدِي بِحَبِيبَتَيْهِ فَصَبَرَ عَوَّضْتُهُ مِنْهُمَا الْجَنَّةِ. Which means, if Allah inflicts on someone the calamity of losing one's sight and one is patient with it, then the reward of one's patience will be paradise indeed, narrated by Al-Bukhari. It is obligatory upon the pubescent person to refrain from objecting to Allah and to be content with Allah's decree and will. Subjugating oneself to Allah is among the obligations of the heart. Objecting to Allah is a blasphemous act. Many people fall into blasphemy because they do not subjugate themselves to Allah, rather they object to Him. The Muslim should be patient and should make an effort to train oneself in patience to get used to it. One should also rely on Allah in all one's matters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts full of concentration and devotion, and our tongues engaged in the dhikr and remembrance of Him. We ask Allah to grant us the patience in bearing all the hardships we encounter. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and Allah knows best.